Welcome to Maseches Baba Kama, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Beis, Chapter 7, Mishnah 2. The Mishnah begins, Ganav al pishnayim. If let's say somebody stole, and there were two witnesses that saw him steal, V'tavach u'machar al pihim, and then those same two witnesses saw the fellow shecht, slaughter the animal, or sell the animal, Ayal pishnayim acher, or even if two people saw the theft, and a different pair of witnesses testified about the fellow that he slaughtered it or sold it, still Misham tashli b'avar chamisha, he still has to pay four or five times the value, four times if it's a sheep, five times if it's an ox. The Gemara says that the chiddush of the Mishnah is that even though usually the Mishnah says that api shnayim medim yakum davar, we establish any fact through two witnesses, and we derive from that davar v'lechatzi davar that two witnesses can only establish a full fact, but not half a fact. So I would think that maybe the second pair of witnesses that testify that it was slaughtered or it was sold, maybe they're considered a chatzi davar, only half of an item, because without the first two witnesses, they could never testify. Still, the Mishnah teaches us that they're not. Continues the Mishnah, Ganav u'machar b'Shabbos. Let's say someone stole and he sold it on Shabbos. Ganav u'machar l'avodah zarah. He stole and he sold it to avodah zarah, to idols. In both of these situations, the halacha is one is not chayv misa, one is not liable for death for selling on Shabbos, or for selling to avodah zarah. Therefore, a person has to pay arba v'chamisha. However, if let's say he stole it and then he slaughtered it on Shabbos, or he slaughtered it for avodah zarah, then there's a chiyuv misa. Then one is liable for death. And we know the halacha is kamle b'derab mine. In a situation where a person receives death, he doesn't get the lesser punishment, and he would not have to pay the penalty of four or five times as much. Ganav tevach b'yom kippurim. Let's say someone stole it, and he shachted it, he slaughtered it on Yom Kippur. For slaughtering Yom Kippur, there's only kares. There is no penalty of death in the hands of man, so he's obligated to pay. Ganav mishel aviv. Let's say a person stole an ox or a sheep from his father, and then he slaughtered it or sold it. And afterwards, his father died. The Mishnah says, even though his father dies, and he's one of his father's inheritors, but since when he stole it, it was not his, totally belonged to his father. And when he slaughtered it or he sold it, it also belonged to his father. Therefore, he has to pay to his brothers, who are inheritors, the penalty of four or five times the value. But if let's say his father were to die before he slaughtered it or sold it, then he wouldn't pay Arba V'chamisha, since he's a part owner of this animal, he's inherited it. Let's say a person stole, slaughtered, and then made it holy. He sacrificed it. Consecrated it to Akdash, to the Beis HaMikdash. In all the previous cases, and this one included, he paid five times the value. Continues the Mishnah. Let's say someone stole, and then he slaughtered it for a sick person, or to feed it to his dogs. Since the slaughtering was kosher, even though he wasn't planning on using it for human consumption, the halacha is he would be liable for dalavahe. Even asheichev anim tzatrefa. Even if a person slaughters and it finds out that it's a trefa, trefa means that it has some type of physical blemish which prohibits a person from eating it, says the Mishnah, or even hasheichev chulun ba'azara, someone slaughters non-holy animals in the azara, in the court of the Beis HaMikdash, which is a terrible prohibition. It's actually asar bahana to derive benefit from it. Nevertheless, in all these cases, Mishalom Tashlumi Arba V'Chamisha, you pay four or five times the value. However, Rabbi Shimon says one does not pay four or five times the value Bishnei Elu, by the last two cases, where the animal turns out that it's a treifa and it's not fit for human consumption, or one slaughters Chulun Bazara, unholy items, in the court of the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Shimon holds that that's a Shechita She'ena Ria, which means to say a slaughtering that does not permit the animal to be eaten by a human being. And he holds that's not a shechita. That's not considered a slaughtering. And since it's not a slaughtering, a person will not pay arba v'chamisha, four or five times the value. Wishing you an amazing day and a wonderful upcoming week.